Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be talking about one song, one particular song, one single song, right, Dad?
One single song, John.
Yes, one single song.
And people are wondering, what are they talking about?
Oh, yes, it's going to be a spotlight, okay, on one, I suppose, composition, if I must get kind of technical.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because so many groups... We found, right, so many recordings of this one composition.
Yes, right? And the strange thing about it is this one song probably is one of my all-time favorites. I mean, really, at the top of the charts. Mm-hmm. And I first heard it driving to Kansas City, Missouri, while in the Army Reserve. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to one of the top 40 AM radio stations in Missouri,
sure.
Kansas City, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I thought, gee, that's a great song. And so when I got back from being on 2 weeks active duty in the summer, I decided I've got to find this thing. Wow. And I found the song.
Oh, good.
And the name of it is Can't Find the Time.
Yes. And so did you hear it by Orpheus?
No.
First?
No, I did not hear it by Orpheus first.
Okay. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Right.
Okay. The different sort of interpretations of this song and how some musicians improved.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
The tune.
And some musicians added their own particular touch to it or interpretation. Mm-hmm. And it just, oh, every time I was here, I'd say, oh, I love that song. Mm-hmm. And so out of the top 10 or whatever we came up with versions of it, I said, gee, if this song can have so many great versions of it, why isn't it more well known?
Yes.
No, yeah.
I totally agree. And so before we get into talking about, right, the first, I suppose, version of this song, do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public. Also, Dad, we have a trivia question.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And so the trivia question is, what is the most recorded song in, I suppose, rock and roll history?
Of all time, rock and roll history.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll let the folks ponder on that one. And while we get our turntables cranked up here.
Just warmed up or something like that, turned on and going. You know, the first individual we're going to be talking about, instead of like perhaps group.
Right.
Right. The first person we're going to be talking about is Bruce Arnold, the guy who wrote the song Can't Find the Time.
Right. Bruce Arnold was a very successful musician, and he recorded for Orpheus.
Yeah, see, now that was the group that had the first recording of the song.
Right.
You know, and he got his start being a musician. Gosh, he wrote the song when he was 19.
That's,
as far as I know.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and he was in a group, like a folk group, and then like two groups kind of came together and created one new group.
Mm-hmm.
Like they added a bass player. You know, it just became more rock and roll.
Right.
You know, the group that he was in, it went from folk to rock.
Right.
And then, yeah, they recorded and they were signed right to MGM.
That's true.
You know, and it's kind of like, oh my gosh, we got to have something, right?
Right.
We have to have something. This is a big label, you know, big record label.
Big label.
Yes. Yes. You know, and so the track we're going to play first is just Bruce Arnold.
Oh.
Okay. And I do believe this is
recorded. We're getting down to the bare bones.
Oh, yeah. And this was recorded in the 80s, I do believe, and then released, you know, in the 2000s or in the aughts. Okay, so shall we play it?
Let's play it.
Okay, so this is Can't Find the Time by Bruce Arnold.
There's so many things to say. I could fit them in a book of 1,000 pages.
And so the next group, all right, that we're going to talk about is Orpheus.
Orpheus.
Okay? So Bruce Arnold brought, you know, his composition to this group, right?
Okay, right.
Yeah, and so they were a rock group, right? And they had a hit with it in 1968.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Right? Yep. Is that right? Now, was that their only hit, Dad?
No, they had another one called Brown Arms in Houston.
Oh.
Which I haven't the faintest idea what that meant, other than a sunburn. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I suppose you just gotta, I don't know, go with the tune or with the track, you know, mm-hmm. record what you can, you know, when you can't, especially being signed to MGM.
Yes.
I mean, how amazing is that? Like, what do you do at that point?
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably what Orpheus was dealing with, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm like, sure.
You gotta have something.
Mm-hmm.
And so shall we play Orpheus's version of Can't Find the Time?
Let's do it. This is the second installment in Can't Find the Timesville.
Welcome.
Right? Yes. And this one is by who, John?
Oh, yeah. So this is by Orpheus, Bruce Arnold good. And his bandmates. So
okay.
Here's Orpheus with Can't Find the Time.
Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right.
And that was Orpheus, their version of Can't Find the Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1968.
1968, it was soon to be followed by an album mm-hmm. entitled The Groovin' Strings and Things album, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a colorful, breezy combination.
Ooh.
Of violins, woodwinds, flutes, and with it right now, rhythm section, plus foregrounds, swinging backgrounds for dancing, partying. Nice. I mean, this group back then had everything going for them, and this is an instrumental album, I should add.
Yeah, yeah. And so in the timeline, Dad, I do believe this was like right after the what Orpheus had a hit with the Can't Find the Time in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
This song was recorded.
Well, that's the way the sequencing kind of goes in the recording industry.
Oh, okay.
You write a song.
Yeah.
Then you have a vocal big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's, well, we should include this instrumental on our instrumental rendition, if you will, album of big hit vocals. So that's where the Groovin' Strings and Things was that version of the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so apparently it came out in 1968.
Right.
Like right away.
Yep. Now, the Groovin' Strings and Things presents a sparkling variety.
Nice.
Of modern moods and bags from the hard funk to the mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Mellow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The gentle, and, right? The soft, the sultry.
Right. And so the version, we should say, of Can't Find the Time is done instrumentally on this album by what I would guess would be a conglomeration of studio musicians put together to put out a good instrumental album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shall we play it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Groovin' Strings and Things with what song?
Can't Find the Time.
So moving on from there.
Moving right along, friends. Our next version of Can't Find the Time was done by a doo-wop group of all things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Capris was their name. And they had a super big hit with "There's a Moon Out Tonight," if you recall that one, John.
Yeah, "There's a Moon Out Tonight."
Right. Oh,
yeah.
"Let's Go Strolling." Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. They were, like I say, an American doo-wop group who became a one-hit wonder in 1961 with "There's a Moon Out Tonight."
Sure.
Yeah. They experienced a popularity and performing resurgence in the 1980s, and the Manhattan Transfer recorded one of their songs.
Oh, nice.
And it reached the U.S. Hot 100.
And so what I had read about this, I guess, track that we're going to play, their version of "Can't Find the Time," apparently they were on the same record label as Orpheus.
Okay.
And they were given the opportunity to record the song. Now, the song we're going to hear actually wasn't released. They recorded it, but they didn't release it in like 1971.
All right.
Okay.
And interesting.
Yes, very interesting. I think they could have had a hit with this.
Oh, I think so too.
Their second, I don't know, hit. You know, they wouldn't have been a one-hit wonder.
Well, didn't you tell me that they used the background?
Oh, yeah, the backing track. Orpheus's backing track.
Yes.
For this, which isn't totally uncommon. You know, when we were talking about doo-wop songs, didn't that go on with the Penguins?
Yeah.
And so that's apparently what the Capris did. They added some additional instruments, and of course, they added their Capris sound.
Right.
Right? They added their Capris approach, you know, that doo-wop approach.
Yes.
You know? Changing it, you'll hear it, you know, in there, whoever does listen to this song, like especially the full thing, the full track. You know, baby, I can't find the time to tell you. Just, I do believe that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
It makes it really smooth.
Yeah.
And this wasn't released until it was a kind of, much later on. You know, I found it as a sort of like, hey, here's rarities. You know, here's a collection of rarities from the Capris.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we treat our folks to another version of "Can't Find the Time"?
Sure.
This time by the Capris. Great version of "Can't Find the Time" by the Capris.
This is colossal.
Yes.
You know? Gosh, they make quite a show. I mean, quite a spectacle of that song. Or a spectacular.
Yes.
You know, sort of version of that song.
A spectacular spectacle.
Yes. Okay, so that was the Capris. That was 1971.
We're going to jump way ahead now, John.
Way ahead.
Does the name Hootie and the Blowfish ring a bell with you?
Yeah, it does. I think I was ordering something at a sushi restaurant, and no, I listened to that group on the radio.
Well, Hootie and the Blowfish ties in with our program on versions of "Can't Find the Time,"
yes,
as they had it on one of their albums. And Darius Rucker, who incidentally was Hootie.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
Darius Rucker was Hootie, and he met Mark Bryan at Columbia, South Carolina in the mid-1980s when they were both freshmen at the University of South Carolina. Now, Bryan, a guitar player, heard Rucker singing in the showers of the dorm. And they shared a love for music. And they were impressed by each other's vocal abilities and such.
Good.
And the pair began playing cover tunes at the university as the Wolf Brothers. Now, eventually, they added two more people to the band. Dean Felber, I believe, and I think Brantley Smith was the drummer.
Oh, okay. And they were the Blowfish.
They were the Blowfish. And they had several hits.
Yeah. I do know.
And then all of a sudden, Hootie and the Blowfish disintegrated.
Oh, no.
And out of that came the country artist, Darius Rucker.
Yes, yes. I've seen that. Heard that, too. Yep.
Yes.
Wagon Wheel.
Yes. Heard by him. Yep. Yes. Big hit. And that is where our next little foray into Can't Find the Time takes us.
Yeah, this song, I guess this version of this song was in a film starring Jim Carrey and Renee Zellweger called Me, Myself, and Irene.
Really?
So some people may not even know that they've heard this song.
Yeah.
Because they just watched the movie, and I do believe it plays over a montage, you know, just, you know, scenes in the film.
Oh, okay. You
know, and then there's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Shall we play the song?
Let us do it.
Okay, so this is Hootie and the Blowfish with Can't Find the Time. And so the next song, or I guess the next, gosh, we know what the next song is going to be.
Yes.
But the next version of this song is by Johnny Dollar off of the album Quit While You're Ahead. Okay. And it was recorded in 2002.
Okay. Right,
so this was 2 years after Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right.
You know, and you can just hear in there too how much more polished this sounds versus, you know, like Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, it's got horns and it's got... I do believe this version has quite a few harmonies in it. And,
right.
You know, and it just seems like, you know, someone had the ability to record the song, you know, and then did, which is really great.
Well, let's sneak around and hear what it sounds like.
Oh, okay, sure. So this is Johnny Dollar with Can't Find the Time. Was Johnny Dollar with Can't Find the Time. And now we're moving on to 2020, Dad.
Okay.
And a group called the Explorers Club.
Now, that's a neat name.
Yep, with a version of the song.
Yes.
Can't Find the Time.
I did find that one interesting thing. I'm not to limit them to one, but the interesting thing that caught my eye was the fact that they were from the coast of South Carolina.
Wait a second. Yes. Isn't that where Hootie and the Blowfish begin? Okay.
Yes. All right. So maybe the Explorers Club members, shall we say, heard a version of Can't Find the Time at one of the concerts of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Exploring a Hootie and the Blowfish concert, and all of a sudden, hey, you know, that's
right.
A great tune.
Yeah.
Yep.
And their debut album was released by Dead Oceans, which is quite a name.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Yeah, and they said that they were heavily influenced by the vocal harmony styles and production of the Beach Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were also influenced by classic rock and roll arrangements as made popular by the Beatles, Chuck Berry, Phil Spector, the Zombies, the Monkees, and the Birds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great influences.
Great influences. Well,
great inspirations.
Yes.
Okay, shall we play the song?
Sure.
Okay, so this is...
Can't Find the Time.
Yep. Can't Find the Time by the Explorers Club.
Right. I look at your pretty face and fall in love with you every time I see you. That's a great version of our song of the day, Can't Find the Time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, by the Explorers Club.
The Explorers Club. Mm-hmm. Then the next version that followed them was, again, the instrumental tracking of that song.
Yeah.
So they are, shall we say, a group that's known for, probably about 200 recordings of top songs of the 20th century.
Goodness. And that's that K-Part Pops Orchestra?
K-Part Pops Orchestra.
Yes.
And they're an easy listening format. Mm-hmm. And for worldwide streaming and downloading such and such.
Isn't that amazing, Dad, that we've gone from 1968, where if a person were to talk about like streaming,
right,
a person would be like, what? Are you talking about like rivers or something? Are you talking about, you know?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like what? You know, and now we're at a certain time. And this this version of this song now by this K-Part Pops Orchestra apparently was recorded in 2022.
Okay.
So now we've gotten to the point where it's being recorded, right, for streaming services, you know, or for streaming purposes.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. That's when amazing. You stop to think about it.
Yes. Yeah. So much history there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let us give venue then to the K-Part Pops Orchestra.
Oh, okay. So shall we play the song?
Let's play the song.
All right. So this is K-Part Pops Orchestra for streaming purposes or streaming services or for just streaming, right?
Right.
With a song, Can't Find the Time. Was K-Part Pops Orchestra with Can't Find the Time, recorded in 2022.
Yeah, there was another group that used to do that, John, an awful lot, called the Living Strings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They would come out with instrumental versions of top vocal hits of the day.
Sure. Okay, so we ought to answer the trivia question before we play.
Yes, that's right.
Right, before we play, like the very best version of Can't Find the Time.
Right.
Okay, so are you ready to answer the trivia question,
yes,
Dad?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so the question was, what is the most recorded song in rock and roll history?
The most recorded song in rock and roll history?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to say it's one that probably wouldn't be the first one that came to your mind. Mm-hmm. And the name of it is Summertime.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And then after that, it's supposed to be Amazing Grace.
Right.
And then after that, it's supposed to be Yesterday.
Right.
By the Beatles.
Right.
And I had thought Yes, We Have No Bananas would be in there, but I guess that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
So the version of Summertime that you picked was by Billy Stewart.
Right.
Why Billy Stewart?
Because it just has a certain flavor to it.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
You know, it has a certain eccentricity. How about that?
That's
it has
a
certain
term.
Quirkiness.
Yes. You know?
It has a certain...
it's a wild version of Summertime.
Yeah, wildness, you know, to it.
Right.
Spontaneity. There we go. It has a spontaneity to it.
Right.
You know? Whew. Shall we play it?
Let's treat our audience to the most recorded song of all time.
Yes. And so this is Billy Stewart with Summertime.
You know, my darling, I I said it right now, and the cotton is high. Like a, your daddy is rich, got a rich daddy. And your mommy's good looking, yeah. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these, one of these.
That was Billy Stewart with the most recorded song in rock and roll history, Summertime.
That's a surprise.
Okay, we've saved the best. The best for last.
This is the version of Can't Find the Time by Rose Colored Glass that made my birthmark light up. I'll tell you this song.
Is there a switch that can be, like a chain that can be pulled? You know, like
this song, John, when I heard it, on my car radio driving to Missouri.
Yep.
It just lit me up. And in 1971, when Rose Colored Glass released its first single entitled Can't Find the Time, success appeared to arrive almost overnight.
Oh, nice.
They appeared on American Bandstand.
Oh, good.
And their second release, If It's All Right With You, entered the charts as well. But just as suddenly, the group fell apart.
Oh, no.
Yes. The original members left one by one.
Okay.
Leaving a lot of questions about what happened, I should say, and questions that the passing of time have done nothing to clarify.
Really?
No. The founding members, Larry Melito, Rose Cree, and Bobby Caldwell, recount their days with Bang Records, the success of Can't Find the Time, and the jumble and confusion of rumors about the group that have emerged since then. Nobody knows what happened to Rose Colored Glass.
Even the people who were there?
Yes.
Wow.
And that is the ultimate version of Can't Find the Time.
Yeah.
And also the mystery of the fall, if you will, of Rose Colored Glass.
Wow. And yeah, to watch you listen to this song, Dad, you know, this version, right? This rendition of this song, to watch you listen to it,
right?
It still has the same effect on you.
Yes.
You know, I can see it just come over you. You're transported, you're taken back to the first time you heard it.
Yes.
You know, that's amazing.
Yes.
And this rendition, right, or this interpretation does hit the hardest, I do believe. Packs the most punch out of all of them. Shall we play it?
Definitely. This is Rose Colored Glass, and I Can't Find the Time.
So if you've enjoyed listening to this episode, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault and listen to more of this series there. Oh, what are we going to listen to now, Dad, now that we don't have Can't Find the Time?
I'll try to find something, John.
Oh, good, good.
I'll try.
Thank you so much for allowing me to join you, Dad.
Thank you, John, and thank the folks at home.
Yes, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Well, it's a cheater who pays. It's a cheater who pays.